This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Gerard Mayo is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with five New England offices or at NortheastMen'sHealth.com. By Land Rover of Norwood, by Drains, Look at what is that supposed to read right there?
Drains by James.
Drains by, but
it's John's.
It doesn't say that.
Nope.
And also by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise.
We love James.
You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you?
Doing okay.
Extra.
Obviously disappointed.
Disappointed?
In the game.
Yeah.
I thought defensively and special teams wise, I thought, you know, those guys played good enough to win the game. Offensively, you know, a lot of challenges and just not good enough.
Things look different when you're watching as a fan, so
probably
looks completely different to you. But is that the worst game you've been involved in your professional career?
Not at all.
No,
there have been bad losses around here, but once again, my focus is on this one, and it's a true loss if we don't learn from it, including myself. So been around some tough games.
12 penalties over 100 yards. I know you're disappointed. You put that more on the guys or on you as the head coach?
It initially starts with me, and you know, we just have to be better. I will say, like, going back to some of those penalties that happened in the game, I mean, some of them were questionable. You know, like, even with Nick, you know, they said he moved the ball forward and called him for that penalty. And there were other things that happened, but, you know, when it's all said and done, they called the penalty, and we just have to be better.
Gerard, one of the things that you consistently talk about where you're struggling is your inability to throw the football. Like you said, you ran the ball well, you played good defense, special teams. What are you going to do differently moving forward that you think you guys need to do to change it so you can start making some plays?
Yeah, look, we're in the solution business. No matter who the players are in the locker room, like, we as coaches have to come up with solutions. And, you know, I say it every week. Every spot is going to be evaluated, and it still holds true today.
We talk about this with the Red Sox. Do you have the personnel on this football team, on this roster, to be winning these games?
Look, we're always looking to get better. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, our roster is good or bad. Like, this is what we're working with. And it's my job and the coaching staff's job to get these guys to go out there and perform at a high level consistently here and going forward.
This past week, there's been a lot of reports, whether it was the mutiny report that in the locker room, it's teetering on a mutiny. You had Godchow, Covington talking about players being selfish out there. What is the issue right now when you look at this team? Are we blowing it out of proportion, or is there a lot of frustration behind closed doors?
No, I don't. You know, the mutiny report is what it is. You know, guys put out things all the time. You know, if it's true or false, like, I mean, that's for you guys to decide and you guys to, you know, kind of put your spin on those things. What I will say is
the unfortunate thing, just heads up, in a mutiny, the captain is the last one to know. So
just be
careful.
No, I appreciate
like,
that.
But, like, lock the doors.
Thanks.
Or whatever.
No, yes.
Greg has no idea what we're planning.
he's never played team sports.
I was on the bench. But
what I will say is, you know,
I got a uniform, but yes, go ahead.
When a player comes out and says, look, the player, you guys use what the players say, and they also use you guys as vessels to get the word to the players as well, because they all listen to it, they all read it, see it on special team. I'm sorry, see it on social media.
Yeah.
What I will say, you know, I agree. Like, some of the plays that we had, and this goes back a couple of weeks now, letting the quarterback out of the pocket. It's like, look, let's play within the scheme. And I tell the guys all the time, like, this is the canvas. I don't care what picture you paint, but just stay on the canvas. And so you have to have those guardrails to keep those guys in order. And if you're not doing your job, then, look, you can't be on the field.
So yeah, is there truth to it? Just the mutiny?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But I'm the last to know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what
right.
Okay. But it seemed like...
You guys should ask the player. I'm not sure if you have. You should ask the player.
We asked Jelani Tavai about it, and he said on Friday, said absolutely not.
You could ask everyone.
Yeah.
I did ask Jelani Tavai about Jacoby Brissett and whether he thought Jacoby gave the team the best chance to win. And he paused said, I don't know, you have to ask Coach Mayo.
Which I would say it's all good to pause. When you ask a question, sometimes you got to think about
it. Oh, I wish I had more often.
Yeah.
But in all sincerity, so do you believe that the plan, whatever it is the most effective way to build at the most important position?
Look, we're going to get better. And once again, I would say all positions are always being evaluated. I mean, pause.
So, pause.
So I guess maybe to piggyback off his question a little bit, do you feel like at this moment right now, Jacoby Brissett still gives you the best chance of winning?
Look, we haven't had our full staff meeting today. That's a conversation not only at that spot, but all the spots, you know, how we get better as a football team. We're not playing well. It's not a secret. And being the head coach of this team, like, I have to accept all the responsibility for that.
Are there, when it comes to the mutiny thing, are there players that express to you that they think that Drake May might give you a better chance to win?
I don't want to get into what players have told me in you know, in my office or anything like that.
Yeah.
But once again, we have to take a look at everything.
Yeah.
If you have a meritocracy, which I think you do, and you said that there have been times that Drake May has outplayed Jacoby Brissett, do you risk, let's say the locker room stuff's mostly nonsense made by the media, I'll buy that. Do you risk losing a locker room as a former standout all-pro player yourself if you see that the most important position isn't being occupied by the guy that gives the team the best chance to win?
Look, one thing I would say about Jacoby, and I've said this time and time again, and even yesterday he was hit quite a bit. Look, I admire his toughness and, you know, being able to get back up and continue to play the game. He made some good throws yesterday, and he also missed some throws, and that has shown up, you know, pretty, you know, all season. Now, in saying that, you know, he's been hammered back there in the pocket, and I think it's unfair to sit here and be too critical of him, but at the same time, recognizing to give this team the best chance to win, we have to be able to throw the ball. And so, like I said earlier, you know, it's a solution-based business, and we got to find solutions as coaches.
What was the plan for the end of the game yesterday? Was the plan to get the ball to Hunter Henry? Because it did seem like you just let time run off the clock.
That was a mis-execution
okay. On
multiple levels, which I would say as the game wore on, you know, the focus, especially in those critical situations, just wasn't there. And, you know, we have to do a better job, you know, making sure we understand these situations, which we go through situations all the time. And even going back, looking defensively, you know, they were just on the field too long. And it gets to a point in time where, you know, those guys are tired. We had a guy in Marte Mapu, you know, this is his first game and played the majority of the snaps. And, you know, we got to be in better condition. We got to be able to execute in those critical situations. And it starts with me.
Gerard, I think the biggest reason why we're frustrated as fans is we looked at this team before the season started and we looked and said, okay, on paper, you're better than Washington. We think you're better than Chicago and Denver. And then
I call cap on that.
No. I did. I sat on this radio station and said, this is a better football team on paper. Top 10 defense.
I think he's right.
Running game.
Chicago.
It's a hot year.
Yeah. Chicago.
Full cap.
So here's what I would say is when you see these young quarterbacks that are – looks like they're getting better. Mm-hmm. I think that's where the frustration for us as fans comes in because which is fair. We felt like we were going to be in that same situation and maybe we'd be sitting here, not to say at 4-1, but 3-2 with the headed in the right direction where we go, okay, we got our guy of the future.
Yeah, which is fair that you and the fans feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
I would say as a coach and being inside this building, and I've said it time and time again, like we have to do what's better, not only for the short term, but the long term, which I understand and don't fall into the narrative fallacy. This goes back to when Zuckerberg started Facebook and everyone started dropping out of college thinking they're going to start the next Facebook. We see a couple of quarterbacks out here doing well. There's also hundreds of examples over the years of it not going that same direction, and that's how I feel.
Yeah. I was going to say, when you look at, like Wiggy brought up the Commanders, you look at that organization, what is the difference when it comes to the result that they're getting from your perspective? Because you look similar.
Look, I know what you're trying to lead me to. Like the quarterback threw 90%.
I'm good.
Look, the quarterback, it starts, look, the quarterback at the Commanders, not to get into talking about other teams, like he threw, you know, 90% one game. I think the other game was, 85%? Look, he's playing well. And he's playing at a high level.
And remember, we never cap on this show. We're all facts.
Mm, you cap sometimes.
No, I never cap.
Yeah, so you cap. Pull your wife would say
pull the clip. Yeah, pull the clip. He doesn't have the clip.
Well, Wiggy talks so much that you can't remember which one was which, so
which
it usually bounces
out.
Which
is cap and which is not cap. Yes.
Gerard, we'd be remiss not to ask about Jabril Peppers. We just found out about that. Do you have anything to say? I know the organization said no further comment at this time, but as a head coach, this is a guy under you.
Yeah, he called me that morning. I knew what was going on, and the NFL, we've informed the NFL what was going on, and we're still gathering information.
So he's still on the team as far as you're aware?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone knows the facts or anything like that. I mean, it's a process.
How do you feel like the young wide receivers are progressing?
I think they are progressing. I would say, you know, look, let's look at Booty yesterday. I mean, the guy, you know, he gets a few catches, but I think the most impressive thing or the thing that I want them to hear is on that long run by Ramondre, Booty's out there blocking, and that's how you get to those big plays where everyone out there is helping one another.
With Ramondre, was the plan always to have him sit, not start, and then put him in the first quarter? Was that just you were going to see how the game went?
Well, I would say, you know, yesterday those guys rolled quite a bit, and the plan was, yeah, to have Gibby go in there and start the game off, and we'll go from there.
And I guess the last one for me is, it might not be my last one based on what you say, but how do you feel like, because I heard you talk about the coaching staff and you guys got to do better. How do you feel that Alex Van Pelt is doing, especially when you're offensive, when you're talking about the offense here, when it comes to designing plays, maybe creativity and to get some things going in as far as for your passing game? How you feel like he's been doing? Is there some things you'd like to see him do more of?
One thing I would say, like, I mean, look, these are the cards that we've all been dealt, and I would say look, let's start up front. It always starts up front, no matter what side of the ball you're talking about, defensive line or offensive line. We've had multiple combinations up front, and so you get kind of limited until you feel good about those five guys that you have up front. What I will say is we got out of the game yesterday relatively injury-free compared to the past couple of weeks. And so hopefully we could build some consistency there and those guys get on the same page.
How much of a role do you have with Alex Van Pelt in the offensive game plan as you build up so this week for the Texans? Or is that he's the head coach of the offense, you're overlooking
it? And I kind of took that back when I said it earlier. I think it was in training camp. Look, I'm ultimately the head coach. I spend time, a lot of time, equal time, I would say, with the offensive and defensive staff. And we go through all those things. And look, it may not be the same lingo, but I would say from an idea standpoint, remember, it's all about spacing. I give my thoughts, and he puts together the game plan.
Do you give thoughts, though, with the last four plays? You're averaging just under 8 yards a carry. You have four plays to get in the end zone. You throw four straight times. Was that a mistake in hindsight?
Well, you know, I wouldn't want to say it's a mistake. What I will say is we got down there, and even though we did throw the ball, the execution of the plays was bad. That's what I would say.
I think there is a concern for those of us who loved you as a player. Wiggy was saying this earlier, that you don't have full say when it comes to something like starting, who your starting quarterback is going to be. And I think that comes from those who have heard you say, you said again on this show last week, he outplayed Jacoby Brissett in training camp. I think there are some who go, wait a minute, is it his decision to make? Yeah. And if so, how is he not walking in there today and going, all right, we got to give something different a try here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and that's fair. It's a fair assessment, your opinion. I'll just leave it at that. I mean, you guys are here. I mean, look, you can offer up any
opinion.
You got
the answers. I'm
just saying, you guys can.
All right, but if you wanted to, you would watch. Is it your decision only?
Can I say that it's my decision only?
Only. Not Elliot. Not Robert.
And that's no cap.
My decision only.
Okay.
Well, there's lots of cap space too. I don't know.
No.
Oh, there are lots of players out there.
I'll lighten the mood a little. The
mood's not heavy, though, you know, for me at least. Yeah. Like, look, we lost. We've not played well. We haven't performed well. We haven't coached well enough to get wins. With that being said, it's all a waste if we don't learn from these mistakes and get better going forward.
Yeah, I like that. NFLPA suggested this week that they want locker room interviews to go away. Sometimes guys are, you know, caught without a towel on. Yep. Sometimes Wiggy.
Is that the main thing? Caught without a towel on.
Wiggy used to do that on purpose.
We're all adults.
Eyes up, eyes up. You don't know what I got below the waist.
What's happening?
You think they ought to go? No, all right. No opinion on that either way. All right. Anybody else with Coach before he gets to work?
When do you think you'll make a decision if you're going to go with Drake for next week?
Look, we're still going through the film from yesterday, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
Thank
Coach.
You, Gerard.
That is Gerard Mayo, and here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, that conversation with the coach brought to you by Cross Insurance. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Trending now brought to you by The 99. The big breaking news yesterday, Jeremy Swayman has signed an 8-year, $8.25 million a year deal with the Bruins. The Patriots fell to the Dolphins yesterday 15-10. Jacoby Brissett completed 18 of 34 passes for 160 yards, the only touchdown of the day for the Pats, coming from Ramondre Stevenson, who didn't start the game after having some fumbling issues. Ramondre did get banged up in the game after. He was asked about that. All right.
Sorry, my fault. I was not prepared for that.
Big dog.
Here is the Stevenson cut.
I just felt a helmet right into my leg, right into my calf, really is what it was. But I just had to make sure I was good, and I was. I felt all right to get back out there.
So some things from Gerard Mayo. I'm sure we'll get to that when we come back after.
Great
some
question,
nuggets.
Courtney. Yep.
Oh, thank you. Tonight we have Saints at Chiefs. Kickoff at 8:15. Shime, can you reiterate what your little lock is going to be for this one?
Yeah, Justin Watson, receiver for the Chiefs, 25-plus receiving yards tonight.
All right, there you go. In college football for the show, BC fell to UVA in a terrible second half. Georgia beat Auburn 31-13, and UMass unfortunately dropped one to Northern Illinois 34-20. And you've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. Four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 56 degrees and raining. Going to be rain off and on throughout the day. Afternoon high in the 60s. And Greg, let me be the first to announce Drake May starts Sunday at 1.
You think so?
I did do that at the beginning of the show, but...
You did.
For the second time.
I'm sorry. Post Gerard Mayo's commentary.
All right. I want to know why you think that. We'll get to that coming up next. It is a Patriots Monday after a loss to the Miami Dolphins. We are at Gillette Stadium. You can talk about that loss and about what Gerard Mayo just said about it all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We got to get to the news eventually. Nuggets, though?
Courtney's was, I think, the biggest nugget of it all when she asked that question. How'd you say it, whether or not...
Is he going to figure out if he's going to go with Drake or
Yeah, like, Kobe? Well, yeah, is he, yeah. like, still a chance that we could see Drake?
Well, I said, when this week will you know?
Right, and he kind of was like, we still got to look at the tape. Normally he would be like, oh, Jacoby's our guy.
He did that over and over, especially even after the Bengals win. He was here saying that it is Drake May Sunday.
You think so?
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
They got to change a lot, and I like the guy personally. Gerard Mayo is awesome to us. He was very kind to me when he had a show for Pudge. I mean, couldn't be nicer.
Yeah.
I would not have said we got to wait for the answer on Peppers may be – it's already in the Herald reporting where he says, you know, we don't know all the facts.
Yeah.
If you got a phone call first, which is where, I don't know what the order was, but he heard from him directly.
Yeah.
If this is not another guy. And
no, I mean, there are people definitely whispering about it, and it happens all the time. And so I guess we'll wait until we see or hear from the police. But it's not, the whispers
are not good.
Are not good.
Right. So wait, because we know how that tends to go.
But it's Gerard Mayo has been put in a really crummy situation. But I think the only way forward where you can remain utilizing an approach where we're doing what's in the best interest of the team is you've exhausted Jacoby Brissett. I think Jacoby Brissett would even be okay to get some rest and to heal these.
He must be hurting.
I can't imagine how he feels this morning.
Yeah.
So I feel like it'll be Drake May. It starts Sunday. You'll do it against the team that you were most compared to in the offseason.
Uh-huh.
Young, successful linebacker as a head coach with a young quarterback. They were able to take the Texans from nowhere to the playoffs.
See, I want to believe that, but he also did say about the offensive line and Jacoby Brissett getting beat up so much. He said that, and then that makes me think, like, are they still a little too nervous to put this kid in?
You're getting confused with the nationally renowned barbecue champion, Jacoby Brissett.
Yes.
He is. That's a different guy.
I need to go back to Nashville and get some brisket.
Can we finally get to news?
Please.
Some of it, please.
It's time for...
I grew up understanding the children of the community are the children of the community.
The news.
And I am not lying to you that I would make so many greens that I'd need to wash them in the bathtub.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Yeah. Wallace Wally Amos. Famous Amos.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
Let's start with our youth when it comes to football, because a fight between parents at a Saugus youth football game yesterday morning led to the game being canceled. Five or six parents from Saugus and Salem got into it. One woman.
I would take, no disrespect to Salem, I would take the Saugus parents all day long.
All day long. Yeah,
all day long in that one.
Yeah.
A rough upbringing there.
Yeah, I'm thinking like...
On Route 1. Yeah. Let me just finish my sentence. What? Yes?
No, I was going to say some of the Saugus people come from Revere.
That's okay. All right.
I mean, you did pause, so...
pausing. Yep.
I took a breath. One woman was treated for her injuries. No arrests were made for
What
this.
Was the age group for the kids?
Youth football, they're saying.
Sick losers.
Yeah.
God in heaven.
We can hear from one football dad, Chukwuma Walhua, on NBC 10.
I feel like this is happening because my boys, they're half black, to be honest, flat out. I'm going to beat around the bush. I'm being profiled. That's flat out what it is. Because other parents be in the stands cheering, there's no problems.
I would assume that the law firm of J. Charles Wiggins is available if you need representation, sir.
Yeah, be careful, man.
Yeah, okay.
I guess it depends on where you play. When there's not a lot of other black faces, you might want to be careful.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
What started out as a tropical storm turned into a hurricane yesterday and is now on the way. Depending on the path it takes, it may affect some of the areas that were affected by Hurricane Helene. It's going to be called Hurricane Milton. It's headed towards Florida's west coast with Ron DeSantis declaring a state of emergency for 51 counties. The expected touchdown day for that area is Wednesday.
All right.
So,
well, that's awful for those people who have already been through it and are still trying to get help and stuff that they need.
Yeah.
It's really bad, although I did just see the only optimistic modeling that has been existing is that there has been some showing that there will be some weakening of the hurricane before it reaches landfall.
Yes.
So if that's the case, I mean, that area, we drove there last year, or not even last year, a couple months ago when we went to Sanibel, they were just finishing rebuilding from last year's storms. If that area gets hit again, it'd be really rough.
Normally spot on when it comes to your forecasting, but you may have missed it a little on the hurricane season. I mean, it's ratcheting up a little bit here.
Okay, well, it ends in November, and I would also add that they said every word, so like it begins in A, right? Now we're at M.
Yeah.
Prior, so how many letters are after M in the alphabet? Like half, right?
Probably half, 13 or something like that.
So they said we would run out of letters in the alphabet.
That's not happening.
So
you're saying, yes.
Yeah, so I was right. They were wrong.
I did read today that there's like 3 hurricanes in the Atlantic for the first time ever.
Oh, boy.
That's not the first time ever, and they're all not reaching the United States. The only one that's here is in the Gulf of Mexico, which is Mexican.
I saw Reiner say that yesterday.
Okay.
By the way, Reiner's daughter, how perfect is this? He was posting on social media. She goes to college in San Diego, which is so funny. The one place that you don't need a weatherman.
The new head of state police spoke after being sworn in on Friday morning. Gregory Noble said he will aggressively address the troubling challenges facing his now agency. Here's a bit of what he had to say on BZ.
On the issues that I raise, I will work collectively with the command staff, with the staff from EOPS, and we will aggressively address the challenges that we see. I'm excited about the future, and we will build it together. I am committed to leading this department with integrity.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Go get him.
And Clapback in the Twitch chat wants to know why that was funny. Because San Diego is a city that's always 72 and sunny.
Oh, yes.
Follow along.
Yep.
Clapback.
Let's get to a very creepy story.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
Jesse Michael Johnson, a 28-year-old man in Arizona, was arrested after being caught in a car wash. I believe Jonathan has the surveillance video of this going down. He was hiding under cars while women were vacuuming their own cars so that he could take a gander at their feet. Guy has a bit of a foot fetish.
It's disgusting, but very creative.
Yes.
I mean, who would think that you go to a car wash and you're able to catch surreptitious footage of somebody's feet.
Stinky feet.
Yeah. That is so weird.
What I don't understand is at a car wash, they're all in shoes. Like, wouldn't you want to be somewhere where you're getting the full arch?
He might like it in the shoes.
Yeah, you're right.
Greg wearing flip-flops.
I have no idea.
That is true. He has been charged with voyeurism and disorderly conduct.
Okay.
No shock here. Not the first time that this guy's been charged with such things.
Yeah.
Here's an employee from the car wash.
Going through the video footage, I watched it happen. She was already in the process of calling the cops. There's no way he's coming back for a third time. He keeps walking back and forth, and you'll see him do that. He's watching to see what she's doing. When we talk to her, she's in the back seat vacuuming her car on that driver's side, and he slips up underneath that front tire. He was out underneath the vehicle for about 5 to 6 minutes, I want to say, and then he slips out and goes to this back passenger tire and is like trying to fiddle with it, making it seem like he's there the entire time.
That is so gross.
How do they know it's a foot thing though and not like upskirting?
That is true,
because he could have been getting a
Are you thinking like he's giving feet people a bad name?
Yes.
If he's far away from her, maybe he's just zooming to be hot to upskirt, right?
Really beautiful feet.
Yeah, well.
All right. What else?
What penalty was less effective? The Wes Welker benching for a series or Ramondre Stevenson for like two carries?
Well, at least Welker got like a series.
I know, that's
A good series.
Cost him the game.
We now know what doomed Red Lobster after they had to close several restaurants and file for Chapter 11. Here's new CEO, 35-year-old. He's only 35 years old, Danola Adenakun.
There were certainly big mistakes made over the last few years. When you have endless shrimp and people are coming in and sitting down at the table and eating for hours as much shrimp as they possibly can, you stress out the kitchen, you stress out the servers, you stress out the host, people can't get a table. It creates a lot of chaos, and you saw a lot of that. Food quality is very good at Red Lobster. It has been since its inception. Now, the menu's gotten too big, so we're going to reduce the menu, but in a very intelligent way. There's 545 restaurants, so fixing every broken HVAC and every torn carpet and every chair that needs replacing will take time, but the impact should be felt right away.
So bottomless shrimp.
Yeah. Oh, it was the endless shrimp that ruined the restaurant.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Sitting for hours on hours, people sitting there trying to eat as much shrimp as they can.
Yeah, that's kind of a crazy thing to order, though. Could you really eat that much shrimp?
I guess if you like it.
I don't know.
It sounds like people really did order it a lot.
I know. I'm just surprised.
Yes.
Shrimp to me is like two and I'm done.
Yeah, lots of cholesterol in that.
Really?
Yes, very high.
Good to know.
Yeah, I prefer a half an avocado for lunch.
You and Charles.
Like King Charles.
The Joker sequel only made $40 million over their opening weekend. Rich Keefe, not a fan. He went to go see it last weekend, did not like it.
Sean, did you see it?
Nope, I have zero intentions of seeing it. I think this movie is an affront to everything that is Batman and the Joker. And I hate it, and I stand against it.
Oh, okay.
Stupid musical. That's what I thought coming right into it.
Yeah.
Stupid.
They took the name of one of the greatest villains of all time, stuck it on a movie that has nothing to do with the actual villain, and just a claim that it did. It's stupid.
Well, did you like the first one?
No. For that very reason. Either.
Yeah.
Well, you know that the villain itself is made up anyway. Like, none of it's
real. I understand, Curtis, but, like, you cannot have the Joker without having Batman. Like, that defeats the purpose of the Joker. The literary purpose of the Joker is to just simply be Batman's greatest foil. So if there's no Batman, there's no Joker. It makes no sense.
I see. Okay. if Batman were in it, you would have been into it, though.
Yes, absolutely. But I get very worked up over this. This is my like my favorite, one of my favorite characters of all time. It's a big deal.
Well, I thought the first one might have led into that shine where, all right, maybe we didn't see Batman in the first one, but we're kind of creating the Joker character, and then we'll get that in the second one. But then you got is she Harley Quinn?
I don't supposed to be, and I love Lady Gaga. But this is just this.
No,
is
I think Scheim is saying that you've had great Joker characters that are Batman's foil. You don't need to create a Joker. Try to create a Joker character that exists on its own.
And I'm saying I understand what Scheim's saying. But if you look at the Penguin that's now on television
before Batman,
there's no Batman in it. But it's actually creating the character of getting backstory. So if you're doing a Joker like the first one.
Yeah, but the Joker can't be created without Batman is the point. Like the one isn't without the other.
But Joker.
Yin and a yang, if you will.
Joker was a guy before Batman, though.
Didn't
the Joker lead to Batman's
So the
parents?
Joker was a failed comedian known as the Red Hood.
Right.
Who was down on his luck, needed money, did a job for the mob, and Batman was chasing him doing the job, and he fell into a vat of acid and eventually becomes a Joker. That's one of the stories that it involves the Joker becoming the Joker. Other stories, they have no idea who the Joker actually is.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Batman didn't. The Joker didn't exist before Batman.
Correct.
No.
In the comics.
No. First Joker movie with Joaquin. I don't want to keep saying
Phoenix.
River Phoenix, his brother, but was just like the inception of how he becomes the Joker.
But isn't in one of the movies it goes to the beginning of when Batman's parents get killed, and there was like
spoiler alert.
There's like a Joker. All the Jokers are out that night.
You're thinking of, I believe, what you're thinking of is the Ben Affleck Joker. Where the parents get killed.
Right.
I think that's the one.
When Bruce Wayne's parents get killed, it's by just a low level gangster named Joe Chill. It has nothing to do with the Joker. Yeah. The Joker doesn't appear.
And none of the movies, the Joker is not a part of it.
I don't believe. You might be talking about one of the very first ones with like Jack Nicholson, right?
I don't know.
She's talking about the one. I believe she's talking about Suicide Squad when it's Will Smith. Who jumps on the front of the car or something like that.
Yeah, but Batman already exists at that point.
No, I know that, but I think Courtney's just...
I think Courtney's referring to Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, this is the dumbest argument of all time.
I don't even know where I am.
Batman was first.
Yes.
Okay. All right, okay.
A Qantas flight from Australia to Japan, they are in trouble, and they're apologizing because they aired an R-rated movie to the entire plane. Technical issues meant individual movie selection was not available, so after some requests from passengers, the crew chose to play a film for the entire flight. The one they went with was 2023's R-rated movie, Daddy-O. And once the passengers realized that this was not appropriate for the children on board, they did shut it off. But it was too far gone at that point, and people were upset. So they have apologized, saying, you know, it won't happen again.
Yeah, 10,000 miles will cure that problem for those people.
Yes. You will love this last story, as do I. A new study from Science identifies the 7 states that produce the most serial killers.
Florida.
Yeah, so Florida's, you're going to be, that's going to be yours?
Florida would be mine, yeah.
As your number one?
Florida or maybe Nevada.
Okay.
Nevada's
That's
a good one. I'm going to go. I want to go somewhere like Wyoming, right?
It's my favorite word you say.
Montana.
Okay.
I'm going to go somewhere in that region.
I like that idea. I like Oregon.
Yeah.
I feel like in the middle of nowhere.
All right. So Wiggy a little bit off, but Greg Curtis pretty spot on. Number 7, Louisiana.
That makes sense.
Number 6, Oregon.
Woo!
Number 5, Washington.
All right.
Number 4, California.
Yep.
Number 3, Florida. Number 2, Nevada.
Yeah.
And number 1, Alaska, with 15 serial killers per 1 million residents.
Yeah, I think Alaska makes sense because it's a lonely existence. You have people that are miles away from other neighbors and things. Like, that's a scary
And more scary trusting.
Place.
Like, I bet you there's more doors unlocked in Alaska.
That's a good point.
California has, of course, wasn't Ted Bundy from California?
Yes.
Did some of his killing there, then some of it in Florida. You had Ed Gein, I believe, tractor salesman was, he was Midwest. You had who's the dude? Oh, John Wayne Gacy was California.
Okay. He was the clown.
He was the clown guy. Yes. Mm. So,
well, I got to tell you, Alaska, I hope Jeremy Swayman is a killer this year.
Hey.
Tag sports.
Oh, good one.
There it is.
Is that the news?
That's the news.
All right.
Killers rejoin.
I got to find out what I'm thinking about with this Batman stuff.
We will be right back. Well, for us, Patriots Monday is about over. Flew by this morning, but there's a lot to talk about with Jones and Keith. They are here at Gillette. And we'll speak with you all morning long, all afternoon long, about the current state of your New England Patriots football team. So
I'm just happy in a dismal season that I get to do it with you guys. You know, still we could still smile.
Sure. Yep. Well, I mean, listen, if there's going to be something to look forward to, if Jerod Mayo says that Drake May is the starter this week, so we can all collectively pray for that, I guess.
Yeah, you know what other thing? What did we hear last year? What loss bothered Robert Kraft the most of all of the games last year?
Yeah, it was the Germany game.
So you play this Sunday with Drake May, and then you have a product that is slightly better, at least aesthetically pleasing for the Patriots in England with Drake May.
But did they have the same fan base in jolly old England that they do have in Germany?
Well, they had me when I was there.
Yeah. I feel like the Jaguars for some reason own London, England.
That's because they drive those.
Is that why? Is that right. What it is? Yes. Right.
I mean, I don't know what the reasoning behind it is, but I just think I've been wrong a million times. The vibe I got from Jerod Mayo when answering questions about Drake May felt like, I haven't told the team yet. I'm not going to tell you first.
Yeah. Well, that would be good. That would be great.
And the team could really use a football-related story that is optimistic.
Yeah.
Because it's going to get darker before dawn when it comes to the arrest. It's going to be not great.
One thing that we didn't get to, and I think I can show it to you on Twitch, is the football fan, the college football fan who made his way onto the field in a different manner. Over the weekend, I don't know if you saw this kid kind of slowly walk his way out onto the field during the LSU game over the weekend, but he stands there behind the operation while the operation is progressing. And not a referee nor a player realizes that he's standing there until the play has developed and run through. I think, what's the deal? Is Twitch in an ad right now?
Yeah, I think we've had some ad issues this morning.
Ad issues? It's been like 10 times this morning.
I know.
Well, Bezos wants to buy the Celtics. He's got to get money.
All right. So you can't see it on Twitch.
Yeah, nothing right now.
Go look it up, though, because Greg showed me this morning. It's hilarious. The fact that he was able to go out there for that long.
It's wild. Very wild.
Wiggy's making a face.
No, I said I'm going to stay away from this one. I don't want to get erectioned or AI'd, so I'm going to stay away from this one.
I mean, Bleacher Report posted it.
Yeah, but LSU didn't play this weekend, so I'm staying away from it. And I think this video has been out for a couple of years, so I don't want to get erectioned or AI'd at all.
Oh, no. Just inform us of that if it's old.
Well, I don't want to, rain down on somebody's parade. You know, I don't
caption
want
on the video does say never forget, so it clearly happened in the past.
Oh, all right, yeah, okay.
LSU was, I believe, they were off this weekend, so I don't want to get erection.
Well, Wiggy, I have to say that is kind of a douche move from Wiggy.
Yeah, what
we talked about this twice.
During, we did, I mean, talk about
you
it this
it up,
morning. Yeah,
and Wiggy,
but
had,
I did bring up the erection thing.
He said, "Is this our erection?" And you said, "No, it's on Bleacher Report."
Yeah, and I did. So I did some more digging, and I don't want to get AI nowadays. They got us on who?
I got Swayman.
You got Swayman, and then Greg got AI'd with, who was the audio that he got AI'd on?
Was Nikola Jokic, right?
Yeah,
yes. Yes, it was. All right. Well, I guess we got to go.
All right.
Let me just say, not one, but two Batman Joker movies have a Joker killing Batman's parents. So.
Okay.
Yeah, they're both wrong. It's the comic books is the true origin, Courtney.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just saying.
Yeah. Accomplished a lot.
All right. Okay. Did we accomplish a lot?
I think we did.
Yeah, we did.
Let's all get home safe.
All right.
Mayo was good.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6, and Jones and Keith from Gillette Stadium next.